The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Okay, so give it to me. I don't know what, how, the reason I'm saying that, how could they not know?
No, that's
they're like,
exactly
we've got
what
this
I thought.
Big, lumpy, 10-pound fleshy mass in the middle of their body. We didn't know it was there.
Oh, that's a heart?
Oh, I've always just, you know, I keep focusing on this other thing. Peripheral vision.
So was it hiding between the third and the fifth rib
vertebrae?
Cage?
On the left vertebrae. Side only.
On the left side only.
Only was on the left
right,
side.
Right back here.
Only
okay.
certain only
what
certain
is the
races
new
have...
organ that these scientists are like, but we've been missing that the whole time.
I'm totally going to pronounce this wrong because I thought it was pronounced one way and then I heard...
Go ahead.
And then I heard someone else pronounce it the correct way. But I'm going to say it the way I thought it was. It's called the interstitium.
Chris is better pronouncing things. Why don't you let him try?
Yeah. Where is it at?
It's that
on the article.
Oh, I don't know.
Here, give me. I got it. I got this.
Second line.
So, what does it do, Martin?
It is.
Yeah, interstitium. Yeah, interstitium.
He got it right then.
Yeah, he got it.
Good.
Interstitium.
I'm glad you could
yes. He got it.
What does it do?
I had it right. It's in between, like, the skin area. It's all over your body, so it could
be
considered the second
worst. You know, somebody was so passionate about this, I expect you to be a little more informed about it.
That's what I'm getting there.
Okay, so it's in the skin area.
Yes, and it's all over your body, so it could be considered one of the largest organs other than the skin. Hold on. See, I have a lot of notes here, and I'm trying to figure out.
All right, let me give you more information.
What does it do?
I'm trying.
Really not getting it done there.
You're
really
not.
Failing there.
Do you need
I'm
some help?
Trying to.
So far, I got it's the been information. Vague and slightly sexual.
Very, very. So the interstitium.
Okay. It's fluid that moves through the body, body's lymphatic system, and supports immunity.
Okay. I thought it was an organ. If it's fluid, how is it an organ?
Well, because it's like, get ready for the belt. They're like little sacks with fluid inside of them. And the reason they haven't discovered it before was because whenever they study tissue,
it
the
runs
tissue
and hides.
Dies.
It runs and hides. It's like cockroaches when you turn the light on. We're looking for them. They're not here.
Since
I think they're there.
Since it's fluid, it shrinks.
It shrinks. That's right.
Is that what it is?
When it's cold outside, it shrinks.
I could have swore there was fluid here. I could have swore there was. Quick, up against the clancreas. Up against the splat and the vajayjay. No one will know we're here.
By the way, it's not considered an organ yet.
Oh yeah, because it has to go through.
They have to keep studying it and whatnot before they can.
Okay, I see what's
officially
going on
call
here.
It an organ.
This is like the question of Pluto, right?
Oh,
is it a planet?
Is
it a
planet?
Yeah.
Because
I've had that in Trivial Pursuit in there when they're like, "What's the largest organ?" And you're like, "The liver." No, sometimes they say it's the skin.
The skin, yeah.
No, screw
the skin
you. I know what the two answers are, but you're going to hold me to whichever crazy one happens to be on the card? Pluto or is it a planet or not?
I mean,
okay, I know the arguments, but whatever's on your card, you know, it's like moops, right? The moops.
You're missing a lot of point here because the sternness.
I'm not missing.
No,
I can't.
No,
stop. I can't talk.
Okay.
When
is
you guys
a
keep
layer
joking
of
about
fluid-filled compartments strung together in a web of collagen
and proteins
and flexible
and
protein.
Proteins.
See, flexible I'm getting
proteins.
There.
Flexible. No,
if you
easy.
Just let me
flexible.
Get there.
Is that just any protein?
Don't
doc?
You let him finish, Chris?
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Flexible proteins called elastin. See?
That's it. You
oh, that's
three words.
I was finishing what he was saying.
You repeated. You said flexible break. Called elastins. It was two words that were unique. Wow.
They believe it's a like a shock absorber for your other organs around, with like your diaphragm, your liver, and all that other stuff.
But you said something about cancer. Bring that up.
Well, they think that since it deals with your immune system, they think this is how diseases travel
so
throughout
they can
your body.
Shut down
so
that disease highway. That disease super highway.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.